to people who are perishing, the gospel is foolish. You see, we think we're pretty smart. And you know, I think God thought we were pretty smart. Because when God created us and placed us in the world, He expected us to live in the world and honor Him, but we didn't from the time we were in the garden until the time He led His own chosen people out of Egypt and gave them the Ten Commandments. But He must have thought we were pretty smart that He could lay down these rules and ordinances and we could live a good life. We could live a holy life. But we see hundreds of years of history laid out in Scripture that tells us we really weren't smart enough to get it. That we don't come into a loving, caring relationship with a Creator God through our intellect. That if anything, our intellect makes life more complicated. We get in there and we mess things up. I mean, we're so smart and intelligent, we actually have smart bombs. I mean, I tell you, you're just getting full of yourself when you got smart bombs. The bombs know more than we do, I guess. They've got all these little computers that tell them just where to explode. I mean, it's been amazing watching them on TV talking about... I saw a map the other day where you had an Iraqi target and a school and a mosque and a hospital. And Saddam Hussein loves to build things right near schools and hospitals and mosques. And so what they have to do is figure out which of our smart bombs is going to take out that place and not hurt the school or the hospital or the mosque. Now that's getting pretty smart. And yet we're still having wars. People are still dying. We're brilliant intellectually. We have all kinds of technology at our disposal. And yet people go to bed at night hungry in our world. Hungry right here in America. We just don't grow closer to the holiness of God by our wisdom, by being smart. And Paul was probably one of the most intellectual people that we have writing in Scripture. And he wrestled with that same concept in Romans, the second chapter, when he talked about how his mind knew what was the right thing to do, but he just couldn't make himself do it. And he cried out, "Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" That for all our intelligence, all our intellect, all of our wisdom, we look at our lives and see that we make mistake after mistake after mistake. That we work so hard day in and day out, and we're still not all that happy. In my 30 years of ministry, I've probably only known one person who came to understand Jesus Christ through their intellect. I remember I was attending a church in Durham, Epworth United Methodist Church, and I was in a men's group, and there was a wonderful guy that came to our men's meeting, but he confessed one day he wasn't sure he believed in God. He was a good man. He did good things. He gave to good causes. He was compassionate. But he just couldn't look at our world and all of the problems in our world and all the suffering in our world and buy in to a loving God. Because why wouldn't God fix all that? And I remembered one of my favorite theologians when I was going to school out here at Methodist College. Was Paul Tillich. I guess it was because I had a professor who pushed him a lot, and I finally read Paul Tillich's work. It's three volumes. It's about 700 or 800 pages. And Paul Tillich was a German theologian who had a pretty scientific mind, and his his was an existential phenomenological approach to God. Now, that's words you use every day, isn't it? But you see, this guy was brilliant. He had 3 PhDs. He worked for Army Research at Duke University. He was so smart that if the Army wanted to understand something and they would find out who was the world leader in that particular area, and then they'd fly this guy halfway around the world to talk to the world leader in that field, he would explain it to him, he would learn it, and he'd bring it back to Army Research. And so in his frustration of understanding this God we proclaim in Christ Jesus, I said, well, this guy's so smart, man, Tillich can get through it. And so I started feeding him books from Paul Tillich. And it was because of his scientific mind and the way Tillich explained things. But somehow the idea of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, was conveyed in a complicated enough way that it made sense in this mind of this brilliant man. And he was finally able to profess belief in Jesus Christ. In 30 years, that's the only person I know who came to the Lord through an intellectual avenue. Because being smart is not what brings us closeness to our God. Smart hasn't gotten us very far in this life. We still fight wars. We still find people filled with hatred, envy. We still live in a world where all of these commandments that we heard about this morning are broken. And God, frustrated with our ability to understand Him, said, I'm going to do something so simple that they can't miss that I love them. And He sent His Son into the world to be an ordinary person, to just tell us in a personal way who God is. And on top of that, that Son was willing to die as a criminal on a cross to proclaim God's love for us. You're not going to be accused of being smart if you live the life of a Christian. Because it's foolishness to the world. It doesn't fit in with the way the world operates. And if you fit in very well to the way the world operates, then you're probably not living out your faith. Because what we believe seems foolish to the world. And the way we're willing to live looks weak to the world. But that's the way God conveys His message of love to you and me. I don't know about you, but I need to know that there's a God who understands my weakness. I want to be strong. I want to be smart. But I do some stupid things. And I'm so weak in living out the faith that I've been called to live. And yet, in recognizing our foolishness and our weakness, we're closer to God than in any other area of our lives. That's what Paul wanted us to understand out of this lesson today. If you feel helpless seeing what's happening in our world, what's happening in Iraq, that's a good thing. You're experiencing your weakness. And you know, if we share our weakness and our vulnerability with one another, and we're foolish enough to actually trust each other with our hurt and our pain and our life's concerns, we're going to grow close to a God who loves us, who cares for us, who ministers to us, who soothes us in our pain and in our struggle. And it won't be because we're smart. And it won't be because we're so strong and can take on anything. It's because we recognize that in ourselves, we can't really save ourselves. But we've got a God who can do it. And that's why Paul could say that the foolishness of God is wiser than anything we find out here in the world. And the weakness of God is stronger than anything we pretend to be strength in the world we live in today. Be foolish enough to believe in that God, in that Christ, and you will find true strength. Let us pray. In times such as these, Father, when we see thousands of troops and vehicles, powerful tanks and artillery and smart bombs, it would be easy for us to think of ourselves as strong and invincible. And yet we know we're not. Even the people who man the ships or the tanks or guide the smart bombs, deep down know that we're not really all that smart or all that strong, or we wouldn't have to invent such things. In our daily lives, we face the same kind of temptations. Our world tells us, trust in this, trust in that, try this, try that, be smarter, wiser. But they're not talking about your wisdom, Father. They're talking about the world's wisdom. And that just seems to get us into more and more trouble. Help us to be fools for Christ, to trust in the unbelievable, to find strength in the midst of our weakness, because we know we are weak. And when we can admit that kind of weakness, we have a special kind of strength that we don't have to brag about. Because we can get through life day by day because we have a God who humbled himself to come to earth in the form of Christ Jesus to teach us that the wisdom of God is foolishness to mankind. And God's weakness is stronger than anything we can learn from a human point of view. Teach us your will and your way, so we can live life victoriously in Christ Jesus. Amen.